This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom backs regenerative ag. Climate action more partisan than ever. Oakland A's snub ag export terminal. And EPA seeks clarification on WOTUS ruling. Newsom pushes regenerative ag on Earth Day. Governor Newsom toured an organic demonstration farm in Rancho Cordova on Saturday to celebrate Earth Day. He touted the first partner's efforts to connect organic and regenerative agriculture to school meals. According to Jennifer Siebel Newsom, her farm-to-school program is also combating climate change, creating sustainable career pathways, and bolstering local economies. She said the state is, quote, uniquely positioned to scale up the program. Newsom's initial budget proposal has maintained funding for the priority program, despite his projection of a $22 billion state deficit that is likely to escalate. The state has invested $100 million into the program since launching it in 2021, doubling its size last year against the recommendation of the Legislative Analyst's Office. According to the governor's press office, the program has touched over 1.5 million students, 163 school districts, and educational entities, over 50 farms, and four food hubs. Hedge fund billionaire and campaign donor Kat Taylor, who has strongly backed the program, attended the luncheon at the farm. Alice Waters, a celebrated organic chef who runs an elite Berkeley restaurant, has helped guide the program as well and curated the Earth Day meal. According to Waters, if public schools purchase food from local organic regenerative farms and ranches, we could take care of the earth and eat healthy, ripe food at the same time. Climate action gets more partisan in California. A new poll by the Public Policy Institute of California illustrates a partisan divide over climate action that has grown wider over the past two decades. Today, 3 in 4 Californians think urgent action is necessary. The share of Democrats saying steps should be taken right away has risen from 80 to 95%. The share of Republicans holding this view has fallen from 57% to 33%. Two-thirds of those surveyed in the Central Valley think immediate action is needed. That jumped to 77% of the Bay Area and 79% in Los Angeles. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Will ag regain Oakland port if A's leave? Oakland is likely to lose its professional baseball team to Las Vegas. The A's struck a deal last week to build a new stadium in the Sin City that would disrupt plans to convert the Howard Terminal at the Port of Oakland into a stadium for the team. Farm groups have aligned with carriers, shippers, and unions in urging the city to maintain the terminal amid the shipping crisis. The port has been the primary hub for Central Valley ag exports. House GOP looks to push through debt ceiling bill. The big question in Washington this week is whether House Republicans can hold together to pass their plan to slash $4.5 trillion in federal spending in exchange for raising the debt ceiling. Republicans control the House by a razor-thin margin. 222 to 213, and the Limit, Save, Grow Act is highly unlikely to get any Democratic support. House Democrat Whip floor schedule for the week, in fact, doesn't use the bill's official name. The bill is instead listed as the Default on Our Debt Act. The plan would expand SNAP work requirements and repeal biofuel and clean energy tax incentives that are the centerpiece of President Joe Biden's climate policy. What they're saying? Well, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the weekend said in a tweet, "I'm worried about how the president is handling the debt ceiling. By ignoring it, he is walking us in to the first default in our nation's history. We have a responsibility to act for future generations before it's too late." But Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Minnesota Democrat, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that Republicans are following a risky strategy that could damage the economy. "The last time when this was in the air, we literally went down in our credit rating back in 2011. What we will see, the repercussions of this are huge. If you go forward as McCarthy wants, what will happen? You will literally see interest rates go up for mortgages, for loans. You're going to see the stock market plummet again," she said. For more on the bill and this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. EPA seeks clarification of appeals court's WOTUS ruling. The Environmental Protection Agency has asked an appeals court to clarify that its stay of the Biden administration Waters of the U.S. rule does not apply nationwide. In a motion that was filed Friday, EPA asked the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals to specify that its relief extends only to the Commonwealth of Kentucky and to the members of business groups included in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce who also sued over the rule. On Thursday, the court issued an administrative stay of the WOTUS rule, but left the geographic extent undefined while it considers the district court's denial of an injunction request. "It is vital that all members of the public know unequivocally which law governs their own conduct," the government said in its motion, which it said is unopposed by other parties. The ruling made Kentucky the 27th state where the WOTUS rule is enjoined. But the list of corporate entities not covered now extends to members of the business groups, even if they are not located in those states. EPA seeks comments on Clean Water Act pesticide settlement. The Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to evaluate the effects of its pesticide general permit on endangered species as part of a settlement with the Center for Biological Diversity. The so-called PGP covers discharges to waters from the U.S. from chemical treatments to control mosquitoes, as well as other flying insects, weeds and algae, animals and pests in the forest canopy. EPA has agreed to complete Endangered Species Act consultation with the Fish and Wildlife Service by October 31, 2024, and issue the PGP by December 17 of that year. The permit would become effective October 2026. Well, here's today's She Said It. "I've always wanted to take a helicopter ride during that time to see it and make sure I load up my allergy meds." That CDFA Undersecretary Christine Birdsong, during an Earth Day webinar on Friday, described how the Central Valley hosts the biggest pollination event in the world in springtime. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 24th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.